This is KCUR 89.3. When a few thousand folk musicians from around the world gather at the Westin Hotel this week for the annual Folk Alliance International Conference, they're going to make a lot of music and a lot of paper flyers and garbage. They'll drink a lot of water from plastic cups and probably drink other things that come out of aluminum cans or glass bottles. KCUR Suzanne Hogan explains the challenges of making such an event more environmentally friendly.
Last year at this time, performers and fans filled the Westin Hotel, creating a circus-like atmosphere with an endless soundtrack of folk music. And getting to that point is no small task. The final days leading up to the conference are crazy. Last week, Executive Director Angus Finnan was in the midst of moving his entire River Market office to the Westin Hotel. He says it feels like getting ready for a big family reunion, only with like 2,500 people from 20 different countries.
It seems like a year is a long time to get ready for a conference, and really it's not. It's all we do all year round.
It's not as if the idea of making this conference greener is new to Finnan. He's been thinking about environmental issues and sustainability his whole life. He grew up in Canada on an organic vegetable farm.
I mean, the house itself was built from recycled telephone poles.
But this is the first year the organization has taken specific steps to make the change.
The Green Initiative was really an opportunity to bring together things that I think are part of the ethos of the folk music community.
Folk Alliance partnered with Bridging the Gap and the Westin Hotel to install monitored recycling stations that separate different bins for plastics, aluminum, compostables, and non-recyclables, an effort that will keep about 5 tons of garbage out of landfills. They've printed the event programs on 100% recycled paper and used soy ink. They've eliminated disposable cups and encouraged people to bring their own water bottles and to use more digital advertising to promote their music showcases. And they've even made their own sustainable wooden hotel room key cards.
It's a small item, but when you consider that thousands of people are using them every day and that they get disposed of every day, it all adds up.
According to Visit KC, Kansas City's Convention Bureau, Kansas City hosted nearly 300 conventions last year. They say hotels are making an effort to be more energy efficient, but they don't keep data about how organizations are making efforts to make their conferences greener. One researcher in Switzerland, however, has studied the environmental impact of the conference industry. His name is Roland Hischier. We talked on Skype. He told me that the real impact doesn't really come from the types of things that the Folk Alliance is specifically addressing.
You clearly see that the main impact comes from the number of people that have to travel to your conference site.
In Hischier's study, emissions from planes, trains, and automobiles from people getting to and from the conference accounted for 96% of the environmental load.
We try already in our publication to say, okay, what could be alternatives? If you switch completely to a virtual conference, obviously then you don't have all this travel.
But Hischier admits virtual conferences contradict the point of a lot of conferences, which is to bring people together. And it would definitely not be in the spirit of the Folk Alliance, says Angus Finnan.
Going to a digital conference format would lose the family reunion aspect of it. It might be the most environmentally responsible thing to do, but it might not generate the inspiration and traction that ripples back out into grassroots level change in the same way.
So things like reducing printed materials, reducing waste, and encouraging people to carpool or use rail to get to the conference are steps in the right direction. Finnan hopes that the next few days will not only be a fun event where great music happens and people connect, but also an event where people are inspired to take these practices back to their regular lives when the conference is over. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Suzanne Hogan.